By a significant margin, Alaska voters defeated Ballot Measure 1, commonly known as the Stand for Salmon Initiative. The controversial measure was aimed at increasing protections for Alaska's most iconic fish. It would have significantly toughened the environmental permitting process for developments in salmon habitat. The outcome was immediately celebrated by a key figure pressing ahead on another controversial issue, the CEO of the Pebble Limited Partnership. Elizabeth Harball of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Pebble Limited Partnership CEO Tom Collier says even though his mine proposal wasn't always at the forefront of the debate, the Salmon Habitat Initiative was in some ways all about Pebble.
It was clear that this initiative was aimed at trying to stop Pebble and stop any other major significant resources development project in Alaska.
Pebble's push to develop a copper mine in the Bristol Bay region faces fierce resistance from groups who say it endangers the salmon fishery there. Many of those same groups supported Ballot Measure 1. But Pebble kept a relatively low profile leading up to this election. Although it contributed money to the campaign against the initiative, it didn't play a huge role in the opposition's messaging. Collier says with the initiative's defeat, he's more confident about Pebble's prospects.
You know, we think that responsible development can now go ahead in the state with the rigorous permitting requirements that the state already has in place. And we're eager to be part of that as we move forward.
During the campaign, Ballot Measure 1 supporters were reined in from outright saying it would block Pebble. And there's a legal reason for that. The state of Alaska challenged the initiative in court, saying it went against the state constitution for a ballot measure to prioritize land for one use, here salmon, over other uses, like a mine. The Supreme Court thought some parts of the initiative did just that, and in August removed those parts, allowing the rest to go on the ballot. United Tribes of Bristol Bay Executive Director and anti-Pebble advocate Alana Hurley says she does not think the initiative would have halted the mine, but she believes it still would have helped opponents' cause by putting in place stricter standards. She points out that the Bristol Bay region did vote largely in favor of the ballot initiative.
While those ideals didn't prevail at the statewide level, it's still a really clear indication about our region's priorities and what we value.
The Pebble Limited Partnership wasn't the only mining company happy with the election's outcome. Donlin Gold spokesman Kurt Parkin, whose company is trying to develop a large gold mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, said it would have delayed the project's quest to get its major state permits by early next year. Parkin says at a mining conference in Anchorage the next day, many were breathing a sigh of relief.
I think people were surprised at how big the margin was to win by over 63-64%, was huge. And so people were pretty pleased with that.
Parkin says Ballot Measure 1 opponents could be willing to come to the table and negotiate updates to the state's salmon habitat protections. But he said it would have to be through the legislative process rather than by ballot initiative. The initiative sponsors have also said they're going to continue pursuing ways to update the state's laws protecting salmon habitat. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harball in Anchorage.